Hey everybody, welcome to another episode of Memes of the Week. The best thing you can do for this channel is smash the like button the way that female high school teachers smash their students, so this video reaches a wider audience. And now on with the memes. Number one, here's the man your mama calls Osama, getting word in hell that a communist Muslim is now the mayor of New York, and he thinks he's finally won. I guess that Islam figured out they can take the West for themselves through immigration. If you can't beat them, then join them. And once you make up the majority of the population, that's when you actually beat them. In reality, Osama hated both communists fighting them in Afghanistan, as well as the Shias. So I doubt those are tears of joy. Up next, what could this possibly mean? Men wanting to go 50-50 on dates, but women want them to pay it all. During divorce, it's a man's house, but she wants half of it. That's being generous, of course. If she has kids with them, she's going to want 70 or 80% of it. The math isn't fair and it's not mathing anymore for most men. The moral of the story is that women always want more than their fair share, and want you to pay for it. In this economy, it's no longer viable for most men. Number 3, here's a picture of Ricky Gervais in 1983, before the twink death claimed another victim. Which one was he? Depeche or Mode? But I don't think it's just the natural aging thing that does this, but also drinking and drugs and a rough lifestyle of a comedian eating terrible food on the road, building your career up. What I'm not surprised about is that Ricky Gervais is always ahead of his time, but unlike Sweeney, he doesn't have great genes now, does he? Moving on, this shirt is pretty much the story of my life. That everything that people like, I like 5 years ago. More like 10 to 15 years. But why does this keep on happening? Why do the normies eventually show up? Although these days, the things I like in the last 5 to 10 years, normies haven't discovered yet. Because it's too hard to find cool stuff on the internet these days. People only embrace new ideas when they become mainstream. They fight them and anyone spreading them when they first show up. Number 5, looks like women can't keep their eyes off them. Hey lady, her eyes are up there. I didn't know that Anna swings both ways. But that's not called being turned on. That's the look of envy. They say that staring at bobs makes you live longer. But for women looking at them with jealousy, it probably shortens their life. I'm also not sure those photos are real because I can't make out the microphone flags and what they say. It looks literally backwards. Up next, apparently 1 in 4 Americans hide their true body count from their relationship partner. So basically half of women lie about their body count. Got it. Also, I'm still not buying that number. It's probably 95% plus of women these days. I was lucky to have gotten together with women with super low body counts of 1 and 0 in my early 20s. I knew they were virgins or close to it based on how they bonded and what they were like after the relationship ended. They fought to get it back. High notch count women do not fight. They just go find somebody else. Number 7, looks like Friends was anti-male propaganda because the lines never lie. She was hugging Ross on television, but was smashing Brad Pitt. The only reason she was pretending for this show is because of the money. I get the vibe from this that it's a son hugging his mother. The whole show was pretty much Ross groveling to her, and it showed men watching at home what a so-called good role model was supposed to be. Boy, am I glad I grew up on the stoicism from characters from Star Trek The Next Generation. Moving on, if this individual shows up at your office, which pronouns do you use? How about she, fi, fo, fum? Either that or Andre slash giant. You're delusional if you see anything more than a man in women's clothing here. The first trans person I knew, the women around him treated him like a female, and went into a trance whenever he was around. When I misgendered him as a him instead of a her, they lost their minds. Then I proceeded to misgender him again. It was like that mole scene from Austin Powers. I just couldn't help myself. Number 9, in the near future, you'll probably see lawyers adding a Sora 2 logo to a video of a crime that their client actually committed to try and prove their innocence. Soon, you won't be able to believe anything you see on a recorded medium. Maybe that's how the mark of the beast will be created. A tracker inside your body so people will know you were actually where you say you were at what time. Funny how AI might lead to people being microchipped. Up next, this man went 2 decades without speaking to his wife after an argument, and they raised their 2 kids in silence towards one another until she eventually apologized. This shows you just how painful it is for women to take accountability. They would rather go without the services of their husband as an emotional tampon for 20 years rather than saying the words, I'm sorry. In the meantime, this dude got peace and quiet for a change. Number 11, the fire department commissioner in New York City resigned less than 12 hours after the Mam Dani victory. And other top officials are also expected to go too. This is going to get nasty. Bane running Gotham City nasty. New York is about to become unrecognizable. Wait until he starts taxing people because they're white. Or when he appoints Muslim Marxists to all the top positions in the city. The city is about to decay like the 1970s. Moving on, women burn the social contract down with their thirst for power. They wanted the right to falsely accuse every man and ruin his life, and now men won't approach women anymore because we fear being called creeps and getting arrested for a false allegation. Even if social consequences weren't an issue, most younger guys these days lack the social skills and are too uncomfortable around women to say anything as well. Men are artificially autistic thanks to their phones these days. Number 13, Canada's gone even crazier. The government now allows second-generation people not born in Canada to give citizenship to their kids. No language tests or security checks required. The country is going downhill so fast that anyone living here with half a brain is creating a plan to escape it. I'm in one of the only pockets of Toronto that's predominantly white, but in another 10 to 15 years it won't be. Up next, Offset rejects Cardi B's $10 million divorce offer. He wants half because he helped her build the brand. But women won't like this because they always see their money as her money, and our money is her money as well. Women will call 50-50 a crime when men get half. It's fine when Bezos' wife took half his fortune because they were married, but when it's the other way around, it's not fair. I really hope he wins. Number 15, here's what New York's new mounted units are going to look like now that Mamdani is the mayor. Careful, because those things are practically armed because they spit out projectiles. The memes in the next few years are going to be epic. In the UK, the police are already taking the side of Muslims instead of the original locals. The same goes in Toronto. Why couldn't the Muslims have settled in a place like Minneapolis instead of New York? Oh wait. Moving on, what the hell happened to the Predator? I guess his testosterone levels fell as well, and he's now being controlled by a female android. The same thing happened to the alien in the new Alien Earth show. Not only has Hollywood emasculated males, but they're now emasculating our monsters too. You could also see that recently what they did with the Joker in the second film. Guy started to identify with villains and society couldn't have men having role models of any kind. Number 17, if you want to know why there's a rise in trans women out there, it's because of autogynephilia, which is a fetish that was studied by a doctor in Toronto, where men get turned on by the thought or image of themselves dressed as a woman. This was studied by doctors at CAMH, which is the Canadian Center for Addiction and Mental Health. 30 years ago, it was the loony bin and mental asylum. Today, this sort of behavior is perfectly acceptable. Up next, breaking news, it looks like Bella Ramsey is set to star in the upcoming Willow reboot. She definitely has the face for it. I hope that unlike the first film, she gets turned into a pig this time. Maybe in the new series, this potato will actually start her journey as a potato farmer or something. How about making her the new Leprechaun if they bring back that film series too? But seriously, all the reboots make me wonder if Hollyweird will ever have a new idea again. Number 19, Faye says that she has a healthy 26-year-old body, but she was community noted because someone said that the amount of abdominal fat she has suggests she's obese, and that increases her risk for heart disease and reduces her overall longevity. Looks like someone didn't get the memo that the fat empowerment movement is now over, now that we have Ozempic. This is an x-ray of a normal human skeleton drowning inside of a fat person. Moving on, Heap asks if you ever look behind you when you're walking or if you're a man. I guess she doesn't want you to know that men are more likely to get mugged than women. But women like her want to perpetuate the stereotype that women are always the victims. As for her potentially being sexually assaulted by a man, upon close inspection of her picture, I've decided that she has nothing to worry about, if that even is a biological she. Number 21, if you want to know why Mamdani was elected in New York, you can thank the young men and women. But 84% of women aged 18 to 26 voted for him, because they see him like the husband they never will have, that'll take care of them by taking money in the form of taxes from mostly wealthy or older men, and redistributing it to them, as well as money from finance bros. But the joke's on them, because the wealthy will leave, and then they'll be poorer than before. Up next, here's Sam Houser, the co-founder of Rockstar Games. And the way he looked when GTA 5 was released 12 years ago, and today, when GTA 6 still isn't out. It's either going to be the greatest game of all time or a complete failure. Maybe GTA 6 will finally come out before he gets put in a nursing home. Developing the game also looks like it stole his hair. I don't have much hope, because here's the difference between his woke representation of South Beach and the reality of it. Number 23, here's one of the reasons not to send your daughter to college. Because she could come back looking like an incel son that she never knew you had. They-them says they went from being miserable and hiding to being freely themselves. This is 2 weeks ago, after post-op. Let's see how that happiness is after spending a few weeks in the dating markets. Future historians, if they even exist, will study our time for its mental illness. Moving on, Germans imported millions of Muslims thinking that they would work and invest in the pension scheme. Yet most went on welfare, and now to compensate, the government has raised the retirement age to 70. The boomers are going to be pissed, and then start voting in radical right governments. The far right is growing in Germany and will only become more popular in coming years. Hopefully it won't be too late, because Muhammad has become the most common name among welfare recipients in Germany. Number 25 and the last one, I still can't believe what happened to Stormy Daniels. That's usually what happens when you hit the wall and simultaneously overdo it with antidepressants and booze. Add a little bit of Trump derangement syndrome to the mix. People claim it's not her, but if you don't believe me, then just do a search for pictures of her online and you'll find a full-length video where the image on the right was captured from. So that's it for another Memes of the Week. Please give this video a like to push it up in the algorithm and so new viewers can find it. If you enjoy this series and want me to keep making it, then donate at the PayPal and Subscribestar links. Anyways, enjoy the rest of your day, and cheers.